Is your website pretty? Does it work right? Can people find it? If you answered no or kinda to any of these questions, you came to the right podcast, because we're going to help you mind your business. Here's your host, the lexical cognizant and SEO director guy of Mind Development and Design, Mark Boyd.
Welcome to this week's Mind Your Business podcast. I've got three words for you. Content is king. Old news, I know, but old news is good news. Content is king, was, is, and always will be. Without content, you have no website. Don't forget, the search engines need your content. They need your words to determine what the heck your site is all about. Included in those words are keywords to clarify what your website or that particular article or page is all about. It's so disheartening to see headlines that claim Google doesn't even really care about keyword placement. Yes, they do. The 2014 Moz report, which we will cover more in depth on another podcast, has a really tasty pie chart, pun intended, that breaks down the areas that impact your overall ranking in the SERPs. Now, incidentally, if SERPs is a new term for you, it's okay. It's just us here, and we're here to educate you. SERPs is not 2-2-2-1. It stands for Search Engine Results Pages. Your on-site optimization, which includes keyword placement in titles, description, your content, and of course, your use of schema data, that represents over 20% of the factors which determine your ranking. That's more than any other group of factors, including links, reviews, social, etc. More than any other single group of factors. So remember, keywords do still matter. I mean, how else is Google going to figure out what your site is about, who you are, and what you do? The words have to be there. They just have to be there in a reasonable way. Write for your readers, and the keywords will appear naturally in the content flow as they should. It should not be a concerted effort to put those keywords there, but the words do need to be there. Now, content is indeed king. With lousy content, you have a lousy website, no matter how it looks. With great content, you have a great website. And with that in mind, we're going to cover for you this week 5 steps for creating dynamite website content. First of all, know your audience. And this seems like a really simple one, but it's so often overlooked. If you're adding content, blog posts, etc. to your website, and you're not thinking about who your audience really is, how can you hope to communicate with them? Seriously. What do you know about your audience? What is their average age? What is their average income? What activities do they really enjoy? What typically brings them to your website besides the obvious reasons? What compels them? What interests them? How can you compel them with information that will bring them back to your website even when they don't need your product or service? That's key. Getting them back to your website in between purchases, in between needs. There are tons of questions you can find, you can ask to find out more about your audience. And it's getting easier and easier to find out this information with Facebook quizzes and the like. There are a lot of resources out there. Use your resources and never, ever stop getting to know your audience. Now, tip number 2, it's time to go back to school. Use an outline when you write your posts. Intro, body, conclusion. I remember when I was in school and teacher in my first English class in college said, tell them what you're going to tell them, then tell them what you just told them. Intro, body, and conclusion or summary, whatever you want to call it. Make sure you bring it back around with a summary at the end. Especially if your body is really involved, you have to bring everything back together at the end to ensure that the information sticks with your reader. This is a good exercise in keeping posts educational and removing fluff as well. Now, don't lean on this and make your intro and conclusion so long that you don't have much body. I know some of you are laughing at that notion, but you just poke around on the interwebs and you know what I'm talking about. There's a lot of lousy writing online, and there are a lot of really good writers who can remedy the situation for you, but you have to take that care and, I mean, just really truly care about how concise the information is on your website. You have to care about communication. And outlines are probably the simplest part of taking time and care with your posts. If you have some structure, then your writing is more cohesive. It will make better sense to your readers, and the information is much more likely to stick. If the information sticks, then it's much more likely that you will be top of mind when they need your product or service. That's the whole key here. Remember, with your website optimization, your blog is your personal news feed by which you are informing your audience and earning trust with them as an expert in your field. You're establishing trust and expertise on your website. Now, tip number three for you. Don't fear the two or three part series. Let that sink in there for a second. Don't fear the two or three part series. If you write a post and it's much longer than what you anticipated, or if you write a post knowing that it's going to be a long one, consider breaking it into a two or three part series. Now, be reasonable. For instance, a post that's over 1,000 words could reasonably be split into a two-part series. This is a good practice for two main reasons. One, it can help build readership if your content is compelling enough. And that, again, that's the whole key. That goes back to number one and two, knowing your audience and using outlines to keep your posts concise. But having a two or three-part series can help build readership if your content is compelling enough. Each part of the series basically acts as a teaser for the next part until the series is done. Now, reason number two that two or three part series are a good practice, and this is probably the number one reason in my book, it will help you avoid burnout. Can't tell you how many times I've seen people start to blog like gangbusters, and they're just going to write. They're writing War and Peace, and they're going to set the world on fire with their blog ability. And then after a week or two, they've already burned themselves out. And you can go on their, you can go on their site and see that, you know, for a couple of weeks they were writing a lot, and then now they're not writing at all. It's burnout. It happens. It can happen with the best of writers too. It has nothing to do with how good of a writer you are. It has to do with setting your own pattern for consistency. Consistency is key to making this work for you. So again, if you have a post that's 1,000 words or more, seriously, consider breaking it into a two or three part series, because you have a really good, compelling post, and you can get a couple of posts out of it, and it will allow your mind to rest, and it will de-stress you a little bit, and you can actually enjoy the process, because if you're enjoying the process, you're undoubtedly going to be creating better content. Now, when we come back, we'll talk about your media mix and that's edutainment.
Chicks dig dudes with algorithmic integrity, and dudes dig chicks with social semantics, if you get my drift. Can you feel the cyber love? We'll be right back after these messages.
Sometimes cheap is good, but isn't your website too important to trust to some cheap web host? Like a really great cup of fresh coffee, sometimes it's worth paying a few cents more. If you're tired of downtime and slow performance, it's time for a better web host. Fresh Roasted Hosting's accelerated web hosting means your pages load faster and can handle more traffic, while their virtual and dedicated servers mean you've got room to grow. Best of all, every hosting service is backed by 24-hour support and a 99.9% uptime SLA. And thanks to their Tier 2 data centers in Texas and Pennsylvania, Fresh Roasted Hosting delivers a full range of hosting solutions. Accelerated web hosting, domain names, private servers, even co-location services, they've got you covered. Your website is too important to trust to some cheap web host. Upgrade to Fresh Roasted Hosting today and use promo code FRESH2014 to save 10% on any new hosting service. Visit FreshRoastedHosting.com today. Terms and conditions apply. See FreshRoastedHosting.com for complete details.
If you have a question you want answered on a future podcast, visit MindDnD.com/podcast and click on the Podcast Questions Ask Now button. We love your questions. Keep them coming.
Welcome back to the Mind Your Business podcast. We're going through five tips for creating dynamite web content. We've talked about getting to know your audience, using outlines to keep your writing concise and to the point, and making use of two or three part series. Now, let's talk about your media mix. Simply put, mix up your media. Use videos, slideshows, photos, or podcasts. You're trying to educate your audience and engage them to keep their interest and keep them coming back to you. You, not your competitors. If you feel like your competitors are doing a better job than you, then step up and be honest with yourself. If you're a business owner and your competitor is a business owner who is doing their own video pieces, for example, and they look and sound really good and comfortable in front of the camera, make sure you're aware and honest with yourself about whether or not you can come off on camera as well as they do. A lot of business owners want to do their own videos. They want to voice their own commercials because I'm the business owner. I know my business better and I can convey the message better than anybody else. Sometimes that's true. Worked in radio for a number of years, and one of the hardest things that I had to do is tell a business owner that they needed someone else to voice their commercials. Sometimes they listened and sometimes they didn't. But you can't let your ego get in the way of doing what's right for your business. Hey, there's no shame in it. Some people are better in front of the camera than others. Some people are more comfortable talking into a microphone than others. Some people write better than others. You know, it's not about putting on a show and it's not about ego. It's about being comfortable enough and confident enough to convey the message in a compelling way. If you have a partner or someone on your staff who is better at it, better than, you know, like the video example, then they should be the one doing it for you. Make use of slideshows and photos in your posts. People need to see pictures. We all need to see pictures. Your website is your first impression, and it's available 24/7 to anyone who wants to see it. Make use of all of your resources, videos, slideshows, photos. All of these elements are important in attracting and keeping attention. If you're doing videos, though, keep them short and remember the two or three part series as with blog posts. People's attention spans are getting shorter and shorter. They need nuggets of information that they can get on the go. So 2 or 3 minutes should be your max unless it's an involved how-to video, which, by the way, is a great way to make use of the video medium. And finally, your fifth tip and my favorite tip besides steak tips. I know that was lame, but I had to throw it in there anyway. Edutainment. Keep it compelling and use humor. It's all about edutainment now. You want to educate and you want to entertain, because if you're entertaining while you educate, then the information tends to stick better. You don't have to be a comedian, but tasteful and fun use of wit goes a long way towards making you and your company memorable and truly connecting with your audience. One of my favorite examples is not even a company, but it's Bill Walsh, the coach who turned a sad sack San Francisco 49ers team of the late 70s into a championship dynasty back in the 80s. After he retired, he recounted numerous times in interviews, some of these you can even find up on YouTube, he recounted numerous times in interviews how much he enjoyed using humor when he was teaching his team. In fact, there are numerous training room videos. Some of those are on YouTube as well, where you can see him in front of the chalkboard with all the X's and O's making his championship team laugh while he was teaching them. The quote from him that always stuck with me is, if you can get everyone laughing together, then you can get everyone serious together. If you can get everyone laughing together, then you can get everyone serious together. That's powerful stuff. Don't ever forget that a little good laughter goes a long way and can truly break down walls with your audience. Write in a conversational voice that is compelling and even entertaining. Write for your readers. Don't write for SEO. Don't BS with worthless content simply aimed at SEO. If you want people to have you top of mind when they need what you have to offer, If you want them to return to your site, not your competitor's site, for information, make sure your content is professional, informative, and thought-provoking. Checklists and how-tos are great, and don't forget opinion pieces either. You may see an article online that gets stuck in your crawl because you believe it is misinformation. Hey, give your take on that subject. It's a great opportunity to set yourself apart from your competition. And for crying out loud, stay away from sensationalistic headlines. I know people cave in and use sensationalistic headlines because they appear to get results. But what inevitably happens is people go in, they see your headline, they go in, and they're inevitably let down by what they find, because what they find is not exactly what was in the headline. You know, like five shocking facts about lawnmower repair in 2014, or five shocking facts about Oreos in 2014. You know, some things aren't that shocking, and you shouldn't use that verbiage except in situations where it's really, truly warranted. Thank you once again for joining us on the Mind Your Business podcast this week. Next week, I'll bring in our internet marketing and social media swami, Chris Bradley, to give you some tips for your social strategy for 2015. It's going to be excellent. Chris is a wealth of knowledge, and we'll look forward to being here with you next week.
From the minds at Mind Development and Design, thank you for joining us today. Until next week, make sure you mind your business.